Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show without startup music, because I'm one computer away without all my music on, so we don't have the startup music we usually have. We'll have it hopefully in a week or two. Also, this is October 3rd, 2008. We're still moving into the compound down in Temecula, which is taking forever because it's so much work moving this huge, huge studio that we have. Tonight we have Steve Barish, the sidekick, and Jeff Gonzalez, who previously had a show on BBS Radio. And, of course, my sidekick's on my shoulder here, my other sidekick, Isabella. So are you there, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Are you there, Jeff?
Yes, I am, Fred.
Okay, well, tonight's show is something that I've been using and selling at Ceradyne for a long time, and it's helped a lot of people. It's the amazing, what do you call the thing? It's the healing machine, the Blu-ray super machine.
Are we talking about the biophoton?
Yeah, the biophoton with all the different little attachments. We've used that. Jeff came over to Temecula, and Mikhail had really sore shoulders and couldn't hardly walk because of all the lifting that she's been doing for, I guess, 6 weeks straight, including weekends, and during the week, too. That's 7 days a week for 6 weeks. It's 42 days straight, nonstop. Reminds me of NASA. So anyhow, tell us a little bit about the biophoton. First of all, how it came into being. Who made it up? Who designed it?
Well, the biophoton itself, I guess you could say myself and a friend of mine who's now crossed over on the other side and passed away, unfortunately. But it stems from rediscovered, I should say, technology. I don't think anybody's really ever discovered any one thing. It's more of a recreation or rediscovery of something that's already been there. I'm sure you've heard of Ed Skilling.
Right, I knew him, yeah.
Yeah, you guys knew each other. He created a device called the photon sound beam, and that's kind of where the biophoton, originally called the OEM, came from.
And hey, Ed's dead now, huh?
What's that?
Ed's the one that died?
No, Ed's not dead, not as far as I know. He wasn't doing too good. His wife was actually doing worse at one point.
Yeah, he's a pretty old guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's up in his 80s. He's up there.
He used to run around with us at the National Health Federation, some of these shows. I knew him like 30 years ago. He was a real hot dog. He was one of the guys that kind of got me down the, you know, helped me along a little bit. You know, he was a very knowledgeable guy and very controversial and kind of aloof, you know.
Well, his technology was brilliant because he just kept it the way Rife and Tesla did it. He didn't try to cut corners, you know.
Right.
And adding a little bit of George Lukoski in there with the radio science and the radio technology and the oscillating radio waves, that's probably the key component that makes this electromagnetic so-called frequency technology so superior to other technologies because of that radio wave aspect, giving you more penetrating, more effective, I guess, kill-off, you could say, of the pathogens.
Yeah, I know we used to use it on the immune systems all the time.
Yeah, it will boost the immune system. I mean, if you want me to go into a quick little explanation of what the biophoton is, it's technically called the biophoton 4.0 now. It's no longer the OEM. And what it does is it's focused and designed around the lymphatic system, mainly, for stimulating the lymphatics through deep tissue oxygenation as well as electromagnetic stimulation. And that's what happens every time the glass tubes that you place in your body, that's what they do every time it pulses, because it beeps at a 1 hertz rate. So it's off and on, off and on, off and on. And what that does is to not only help drain the lymphatics electromagnetically, but it also repolarizes the cells. And if you've ever done dark field or bright field, either way, you can see this. When the cells start sticking together or clumping together, that is usually by excess proteins, of course, but more so the actual electromagnetic polarities of the cells have been flipped. And that happens just getting around power lines, computers, cell phones, negative people, whatever. It can screw up your cell's polarity. And we found that the biophoton actually helps flip the polarities back so the cells can be properly repelling each other. So now they're, you know, round again, round shape, not connected to each other, but yet next to each other. We have some pictures on the website you can see of an actual process of the cells going through what's known as the dead state or the drowned state when there's excess fluid around the cells to what's called the dry state when there's very little fluid and the cells are right next to each other able to communicate.
That's pretty good. By the way, I want to tell my viewers, we are on TV tonight, too. I haven't been able to do some television for a while because I've been around, but we are on TV tonight. Those of you who want to watch the show, I got my sidekick here.
Where and how, Fred? Where and how?
Yeah, I'm in Laguna Beach.
No, how are we going to watch? Where is the TV show? Cable?
It's up. It's from, it goes out through BBS. If you go to the front page of BBS Radio right now, everybody that has a computer can see me on there.
Oh, okay.
And then Steve Barris is getting a system like this, too, as soon as he learns how to turn his computer on. And he's going to have the same thing. And then then some guests will be able to come on, too, but we haven't quite got that set up yet for the guests.
Yeah, well, this is the stuff that Don was talking about a while back, that he was going to get up and going. I guess it's going now.
I've been doing it for 4 months.
Oh, very cool. So I don't see it up on the screen right now. How is it up there?
It'll be on BBS Radio right now. I'm not looking at it, but I'm assuming it's there. It should be.
Well, I'm on the home page, and I just see that the Buddha with the temple head purple thing.
Well, click on it again. Just refresh it. It should be on. Is it on now?
Not, I'm looking at the same correct place. Anyways, let's not get off subject so we don't have to talk about the biophoton all night long.
Yeah, no, I want to talk about it all night long. I want Steve, what do you think of that? Have you seen one of these yet?
No, I haven't.
Right, ask Jeff. He'll tell you all about it.
Jeff, what are we talking about? Because I've never seen one. It sounds very interesting because of the cells.
It'll be something you could use, you know.
Well, it's just when you understand the basic principles of what this science and this technology is, being basically high-voltage electromagnetic ionized gas through the tubes, the glass mm-hmm. tubes, and then the radio wave aspect of it, which is a whole other technology in and of itself. But if you understand what those two technologies by themselves have done and can do by not just stimulating lymphatics, which is very key to healing no matter what you're dealing
yes.
with in the body,
yes.
Oxygenating the cells, repolarizing the cells, things of that nature, which actually strengthen the cells back to their enlivened state again,
mm-hmm.
You understand those basic functions, of course, all that's going to boost the immune system. I'm sure there's some stem cell production in there just because of what we witnessed and the way people have healed so quickly using this.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, ozone helps, which is a byproduct of the technology. It produces ozone also,
mm-hmm.
Which is a kind of a good byproduct because it's not a concentrated. It's just a very subtle ozone enough to oxygenate the tissue delicately.
Right.
And it's usually a pure ozone because it's not produced from any chemical method. It's just done directly through the air. But if you understand all those benefits of what those modalities can do, the biophoton can handle just about anything, whether it's an infection, injury, swelling, sore throat. We've worked with cataracts. I'm working with macular regeneration right now with a client, and we're having to go a little bit extreme in the stem cell, but we'll get results. And my kids, when they're sick, they cough or a flu. Like, for instance, my wife just called and said, my son's sick. She just went out to see her mom out in El Centro. And she put him on the biophoton right away, and he's already thrown up. And what will probably happen is they'll have a mild fever, the fever will go away, do another treatment on the machine, he may or may not throw up one more time, and then that's it, it's over.
Can I ask you a question? How big is the machine?
It's very small, compact. You can see it on Fred's website. The main unit itself is about 9 inches long by 6 inches by three or four inches, the main body of the unit. Then it's got a small sound probe attachment with about a 6-foot cord attached to it that you can place anywhere on the body or near the body. And then the glass tubes themselves come in pairs, but there's also a tube kit that has various other shaped tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And our latest regenerator tube, which has been the hot one because it's actually what we're finding is regeneration, regenerating tissue, regenerating cells because of a xenon and krypton mix.
Okay.
So other than the glass tubes and the sound probe, that's the only part you physically put on the body.
That's amazing.
And it's very compact. It runs on 12 volts, so it can run off your car, right directly off your car cigarette lighter.
Yeah, Don, this is Fred. We're on the show. The video's not up.
No, I'm not seeing it. I'm just seeing the...
Okay, thanks.
Temple head.
Yeah, I just checked the video there. Yeah, see, we've been selling these for quite a while. They sell for what's the retail price, around $29.95 or so?
I think something like that is what you're selling them at right now, Fred.
Yeah, and then we sell the probe kit, which is the extra probes. It's what is about another
about $640, $650, something like that.
Yeah, and then you got a complete system.
Mm-hmm.
It works great for working on the bottom of the feet, along with the if you use it in combination with the flamethrower,
right?
It's pure hell on wheels.
Well, I haven't tried that yet, but I love doing it under the portamid just because of that shielded energy field you're in. The amplification of the biophoton is just like through the roof.
Wow!
It works. Because we're on BBS radio, I'll go overboard and say things like Rife and Tesla and stuff like that. Things I've taken out of my literature because of you know who.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're here and we're all loving friends here. The biophoton works on so many levels, not just the physical, but also the spiritual, the mental, the energetic, whether it's, flipping the polarities of your chakras because they're not going in the right direction, to opening up the chakras, to working on emotional things. We find a lot of people go through treatments on these things and they emotionally release just doing the treatment because it's literally an emotion, as we know with the sound and research of Calvin Young doing the accelerator chair technology,
right,
or the Volcal technology, if you're familiar with that. Energy or disease is a trapped energy or an energetic pattern stuck in the cells or the tissue of the body, whether it's an organ or actual just cellular memory. And we found out now, even through further research, that a lot of that cellular memory is actually even carried on from our parents and our grandparents. Mm-hmm. We never even had it ourselves. We were just born with it.
Mm-hmm. See, one of the things the X1 healing machine is going to be able to do is to look at the a previous karma of why you got sick or why you had an accident in the first place.
Yeah, we're actually almost at that point right now with the chair to be able to show people, let them peek through the veil and see what the repercussions of their karma is instantaneously. And they're like, whoa, I'm not going to do that shit no more.
Now, this is a pretty amazing thing. So anyway, Steve, you got any more questions? I want you to learn about this machine.
I'm sort of interested in... I know that the cells get washed over by fluids.
I'll send you one as soon as I get one from Jeff to try out.
Okay, that's great. What I'd like to find out is that when you're using this machine, we're talking about frequencies. We're talking about raising the frequencies of these cells. Is that correct?
Well, the biophoton is kind of set in a low frequency range just above most of our host frequencies that we don't want.
Okay.
So in a sense, yes, it is going to raise the vibration, getting rid of the low vibratory pathogens, but it's not necessarily designed like the chair would be to actually raise vibration, where the frequencies put into it or the frequencies it runs through are designed to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, other than just your own vibration going up, just because you get rid of pathogens, that automatically raises your vibration.
Yes.
Because as we know, that's what those pathogens are for, so slow us down and slow our vibration down, slow our thought process down. You know, add the heavy metals into that mix, and, you know, they gain control over our physical mind and body.
Right. That's fabulous. It sounds like quite a unit.
Yeah, it is, and I don't recommend it. I mean, it is magical in and of it by itself, but it's still part of a whole protocol where we talk about the water, which is our specialty, is, you know, our structured living waters,
right,
and how it's done so much easier than these $4,000 Kangen systems out there.
Yeah.
To your nutrition, your diet, and your way of life, and just your basic thought process and the way you allow yourself to think. That alone just removes so much stress from your life, you actually can go backwards in age. You're an old person.
Right.
We've seen it time and time again. And then we add the stem cell mix into it, that stuff I left you a sample of, Fred, that stem enhanced product.
Yeah.
That stuff is incredible. I mean, literally, we've got gray hair going away, people throwing their canes and glasses away. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, Steve should be selling that. Really? So we're going to take that on over at Paradigm, Steve, so you can start selling that.
Yeah, and they just launched the Stem Flow now, which works on your circulation, which is a huge thing with older people. And that's diabetes and macular degeneration and neuropathy and that whole host of lack of circulation type so-called names they give it.
Okay.
By the way, Jeff, we're on TV now. Don just got it up.
Oh, let's check it out.
You'll see it on the front page there. You see my sidekick eating a little pizza with me. I got a vegetarian pizza here.
Oh, right on.
Now, Jeff, tell us, you had some amazing cases here in the past. You've told me over the years of healings that you've done. Seriously sick people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, with cancer, if you're alkalinizing and oxygenating the tissue, we know cancer doesn't like that, so that's why it works so effectively for that. To, you know, simple things like the kid's sniffles and sneezes and coughs, to ear infections. We've had external tumors and growths, you know, dry up and fall off. Some of the internal stuff, like, for instance, women that have heavy menstrual cramping or heavy menstrual periods. My wife was one of those who would take about 800 milligram Motrins every time she'd go through her cycles. And she literally had to get in the hot bathtub just to curve the edge off of it. And when I found her doing this when we first got together, I'm like, oh, my God, I just started building the biophoton at the time. This is back in 98. And I said, let's just try something. Let's try a tube, one internally, vaginally, and the other one right atop the pelvic bone. So we get the whole uterus area right in between the two tubes. And I shit you not, within 5 minutes, we pulled the tubes out. Her cramps are gone. Blood's flowing. Her periods have been regular almost ever since.
Wow.
And not have to take in, you know, off the Motrin completely, just cold turkey.
Amazing.
And I've never had to do a follow-up treatment ever again. and yeast infections, bladder infections. For men, we have special tubes we're designing for prostate. Extremely effective when you stimulate these things electromagnetically and get the lymph tissue and the lymph vessels around that organ moving, the healing can take place. The oxygen can get in there. The nutrients can get in there.
Because I know a lot of guys I treat that have prostate trouble, including myself. And that would be fabulous.
Yeah, well, a lot of the heavy metals and stuff we're getting in the leads and all the crap in the air. Have you noticed they're not spraying lately, Fred? How about you, Steve?
There was now?
Any spraying lately? Any chemtrails spraying up in the sky?
No, they haven't been.
I've seen a lot of chemtrails, but I'm pretty well. I'm trying to do as much as I can with it.
Well, I'm just asking you guys, because I have not seen any lately, and it's been optimum weather for it, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, there hadn't been any solar flares either.
But yet, there's a lot of people getting real sick and this weird bug going around right now.
I think our friend Dave Herring had it.
Yeah, you know what works for that, folks? Hydrogen peroxide in a spray, in your lungs, in your ears. Can't do it in your eyes or nose, of course, because it'll burn, but use silver for that. But you just do that hydrogen peroxide every day in your lungs. It's amazing, Fred. You get energy, you clear out the lungs, you can breathe free and clear, and knocks out colds, flus, infections, allergies, asthma.
Wow.
Just cheap old 3% store-bought hydrogen peroxide. I mean, if you can get a pure stuff, that's obviously better, but...
Now, explain about the probes. Now, this thing is a little box. I don't know, I guess it's about the size of a cigar box. With
talking about the sound probe? With the black, little black box?
Yeah, explain that, and then explain the probe, what the probes look like. It's the different little combs, as you call them. These are glass structures shaped like different things, like a rake and a round bowl, and they plug in by a wire, cable, into the main unit.
Correct.
So describe that to Steve so he can get a visual on it.
Well, if you guys have the internet up, you can go to the website, biophotonlight.com, and you can actually see the different shaped tubes there. And if you click on the tubes, there's a description of each tube and what they are and what they do, what the gas mixtures are. I don't get too much into detail on the gases yet. I'd like to elaborate on that stuff, but that's more metaphysical, and I'm trying to stay more mainstream health medical type.
Well, you can go ahead and elaborate now because we're at a metaphysical show tonight.
Okay. Well, anyways, the sound probe part is the radio transmitter part. That's the part that broadcasts the same frequencies going via the tubes through radio waves. And what that does is it penetrates brick walls. It penetrates your intestinal lining, your gut, your fecal matter, where a lot of the parasites and pathogens will hide away when people are doing other forms of electromagnetic or frequency-type healing technologies.
Okay.
So in other words, they'll run and hide while you're doing a treatment on some other, blood purifier or blood pulser, Hilda Clark, whatever. And those are great. I'm not putting Hilda Clark down at all. I worked with her closely. I live very close to where she was at here in Chula Vista when she was in the area. But they still run and hide, then they come back out and rehatch and recreate, and you're still sick, and the technology really didn't work. So because we've added the sound probe technology to the biophoton, so it's actually two technologies in one, the sound probe part will actually broadcast and do that. So anybody within about an 85, 90-foot radius of this thing when it's on gets treated as well.
Wow.
It just knocks everything out. And it very, very, very subtly gently stimulates the lymphs. Now, the actual tubes themselves are more of a direct stimulation, direct oxygenation by via ozone directly to the skin tissue.
Yeah, the interesting part about the lymph, I do lymph drainage, but it's nothing like this. This is incredible stuff.
Well, of course, I always tell people, because I'm not doing this to make money. I'm doing this to really teach people how to heal.
Right.
The IAL, or the International Academy of Lymphology, is the only science you'll ever need to know on the face of the earth. Dr. C. Samuel West's work. I'm working with his son, Carl.
How is Sam West? Sam's an old buddy of mine. I helped once him at the National Health Federation.
Yeah, he was. I would say, murdered.
He was?
He was going through a tax case because he was a freedom fighter.
When was this? I mean, Sammy and I were the best of buds.
Oh, I know. He talked about you.
Yeah. What happened to him?
He died.
When?
A few years back.
Wow. I didn't even have no idea Sam West died.
Well, check out how he died, or I say killed. He fell down and hit his head in a court case against the IRS or the state or something in regards to some of the way he set up the IAL as a nonprofit church-type organization. He's definitely a freedom fighter like us out there, Fred. He was.
Oh, he was. All right.
But after the fall, he had a mild stroke, and it was in ICU. So all the family was rotating and going in there and applying the International Academy of Lymphology techniques, the lymphocyting techniques, the PowerPoint techniques, and kept him alive. And then one day the doctor said, "You can't come in here anymore," and he died 3 days later.
Wow.
Wow.
That's proof that that science, even in his state, kept him alive and healthy, and he could have healed through this.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done literally miraculous healing with this science. That's why the biophoton fits so easily into this, because some older people can't get up on a trampoline. They can't actually do the deep breathing exercises. They can't do the massaging or the rebounder techniques and things like
yeah.
that. They're just, you know...
Yeah,
in some of the extreme cases, we've had people, you know, Western medicine, they're still dying, and then they go into alternative medicine, and they're still dying, and then they finally apply the lymphatic techniques and bring themselves back to life.
Yeah, just for those of you out there that understand my buddy Sam, we started at the National Health Federation together back about 1975. And this guy, he's the one that taught me about the immune system. And he's the one that taught me, because a lot of people hear me say, the immune system is a consciousness. And without the immune system, like when you get sick, you have the flu, you don't have any consciousness. You're just trying to keep your body. The thoughts that go through your head is, I want to get my consciousness back, but now I just got to suffer in my body. I want this pain to go away. I want this temperature to go away. This sweating to stop. This nausea to go away. Because you don't have any consciousness. You're just your body. You are becoming part of your body. And then as your immune system kicks in and starts to heal you, you start to come back and you start to think about, well, I can get back to work doing this. When I recover, I can do that. And why did I get sick in the first place? I won't do that again, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Sammy was all about that, and he's the one that got me into that. And this is in the 70s.
Well,
he would get up there with a blackboard with a stick.
This stuff is going real strong.
And a chalk. And he would slam, like a pool cue, and he would slam that backboard, and he'd write, bad immune system equals death, you know, and slam the board. Then he'd go on into the lymphatic system. And he was like a preacher of the lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm.
Then he wrote a book, and he sold the living hell out of that book. Everybody loved him in the book because he was like an evangelist about the immune system, and he was in the lymphatic system, basically.
Now make sure you get that book. Tell people what that book is, Fred.
What now?
The Golden 7 Plus 1.
Yeah. I don't even have a copy of it anymore. I gave mine away a long time ago.
Oh, you can get it from the IAL. There's a direct link on our website to him.
He's
still up and strong, and his son Carl is continuing it. I was working with him when I was in Utah for a while.
Well, you knew
him
then, too.
He actually asked me to co-author another book with him called God's Science Based on Cellular Ecology. And his father... first book, The Golden 7 Plus 1, was co-authored by another Gonzalez, which was ironic. I mean, I'm sure there's no relation, but it just seems ironic. His son asked me to do a second co-authoring of another book,
mm-hmm.
you know, extending his work even further. Why does this do this in the cells? Why do the cells react this way when you apply oxygen and lymphatic movement? And it's just amazing.
Yeah, the lymphatic system, if we can get that moving, you can cure anything.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's quite interesting how that works. I mean, I've done lymphatic massages, you know, which take about an hour, but this machine sounds really, really interesting.
Well, it is, and it does have its extreme use cases. Like right now, we're dealing with a stage 4 who's already had radiation done. The lymph tissues are so damaged and shut down, and her skin tissue on her chest is literally dry and hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having to soak it in coconut oil and having her drink coconut oil and just, you know, keeping poultice on there with a you know, whether it's castor or coconut oil, both, just to soften that tissue up again, because the body can regenerate it, and then it seems to be working and opening up again, because the lymph in her arm now are actually draining when her arm was the size of her thigh. And it was huge.
Yeah, I just find that people are afraid of coconut oil, and it's one of the best things you can actually eat.
Oh, yeah. And through Ultimate Superfoods, if you guys want a quick tip, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us about some of your products.
Well, this ain't mine. This is a close friend of mine. He's the one doing that project in Hawaii, that 200 acres I told you about, Fred. Literally, it's
Slice
of heaven. He's got a website up with some partners of his out of the islands called ultimatesuperfoods.com. And they have the best centrifuge virgin raw coconut oil, the best blue agave raw the best goji berries, and the prices are, you're going to flip you out. I mean, the hemp seeds, everything.
Wow.
And it's direct. It's not network marketing. It's wholesale. You can actually get an account of your own and get it even cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like basic survival food, because that's my mode right now, Fred. As you know, you've moved to this beautiful new place in Temecula, which I'm anxious to go out
and find. Yeah, we want to thank you for hooking up our computer system.
Ah, no problem. I'd be happy to help you get the rest of that stuff up and going. I'd like to see how some of your sound stuff works.
Yeah, we'll just come on out next week, because it's been 3 weeks since we've had my tape series with my educational thing that I do.
Oh, wow.
And so we're just doing repeats. Like tomorrow night, Saturday night, the show will be repeated.
Right. I was going to ask you, you're not doing Saturday Night Live right now, are you?
No, no. Well, I will again, but that'll happen once I get my equipment set up. But we spent 6 weeks every single day moving now. This tomorrow will be week, where Monday will be week 7. And we're still not moved into this place.
No, you just barely got your stuff laying around everywhere. Now you got to set it all up and put it away.
Yeah.
His place is gigantic. I called him the other day. He says, let me go to the other phone. I think it was about 5 minutes later. He finally got to the other phone all the way at the other end of the house. Gigantic place.
Yeah, you got to get out there, Steve. You need some help.
Steve
needs
a
lot
come
of work
out.
To do.
Well, we're working on getting more of those ranches like I've got to get more New Age people in there, right?
Well, what I'd like to do is just acquire a bunch of them. Since the market's so cheap right now, we can buy 5 for the price of 1. I mean, these are multi-million-dollar beautiful estate homes that we can convert into self-sustaining, income-producing properties. I mean, what kind of have you ever seen a listing like that in the real estate market? You know, an income-producing, self-sustaining property.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I mean, you're going to be getting checks from the power company every month instead of having to send them a check.
Well, we could put grids up out there. I got acres, you know, and plus I got 320 avocado trees.
All we got to do, Fred, is run one antenna from your house, broadcasting the energy, and just have antennas at the rest of the houses.
Yeah.
And everybody's got power, all the power they need.
Yeah, we're going to
radio,
set that
telecommunications,
up.
And everything else.
We need to get Steve out there. When can you move out, Steve?
He's been trying to get me out there for about 2 months now.
Well, when you see these places, Steve, I wasn't one for Temecula myself. But when I jumped over the hill closer towards the ocean where you get the nice cooler breeze, a few degrees cooler, and these places are absolutely beautiful. I mean, just gorgeous, gorgeous properties, all secluded with orchards and vineyards. Actually, there's not many vineyards. I have a couple of vineyards in there, Fred,
February.
But mostly avocado and citrus.
He's
and just gorgeous.
Me out there for February, so I'm going
to... Tell him about the guest house, Jeff.
Guest house, that thing's huge. What is it, 4 bedrooms, Fred? 4 or 5 bedrooms?
Huh?
The guest
Steve
house,
will stay
yes,
in the guest house when he visits me the first time. Tell him what kind of a place it's going to have.
Oh, it's more than you'll need. I mean, there's office space, bedroom space, living room space, kitchen, separate kitchen.
Wow. Two jacuzzi tubs.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah, with jacuzzi. Plus, we have the pool and the main jacuzzi outside, plus a sauna.
Uh-huh.
You've got
resort.
A pool, a jacuzzi, and a sauna?
Uh-huh, and the pool and jacuzzi are solar
heated.
We got
6 jacuzzis, but the main one's out on the pool.
Wow.
6 of them.
Wow.
Hmm.
Make sure you use that. I set it up right now. I don't know if your pool guy reset it, but make sure you keep it on those solar panels to keep your pool and your jacuzzi heated. That's going to save you a chunk of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Steve and I have been working our butt off to keep Paradigm afloat because everybody's freaked out. Now's the time to get our stuff up.
Well, you know what you got to work on, Fred, is this self-sustaining stuff for homes, this hydrogen technology, Robert Pilar stuff from Angel's Nest. You got to start working with this stuff.
Well, you're out there now. You, like I told you, once you learn how to work our store, you can start putting that in there, and Steve and I will sell it.
Yeah.
But you got to get on the Internet.
Well, even more
Ryan
so than that, even more so, we got to get prototypes people can come and see. Like, you know, we got one in New Mexico, but I'd like to have some out here in California where we're at, have some more in Hawaii where we're getting going, you know, the next few months. People can physically see these things. These aren't just talk. These are for real. This technology works.
We're building the X1. The second garage over with a 3-car garage is being converted into a full-on laboratory. We're building a library in the 4th bedroom. The guest room has 4 bedrooms, the guest house.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, number 4 is now becoming a library with a conference table.
Okay.
So people come out and can do research, work. It's all being set up. Really cool.
Can I ask you a question? What is the name of your group again, the name of the lymphatic group?
Oh, the IAL, International Academy of Lymphology. And you just go to the IAL.org.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I need to hook Steve. I'll hook you up with Jeff off air.
Okay,
phone numbers and stuff. You need to start working with him because, you know, what we're going to do is let me sign up. He's got about 4 or 5 products that I want to carry through Paradigm.
Okay.
I'll get them all set up so you don't have to deal with it. And then you can just, you know, have them there and sell them and make money on them.
Yeah.
And we're building Steve a white flamethrower right now. we never built one of those before. Yeah, they're going to be pretty cool, right, Steve?
It's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah. So Steve's pretty cool, and I have to tell everybody with the show here, I got a lot of viewers watching me on video. I have to apologize for the eating, but that's the first meal I've had in days. I haven't had time to eat.
No, I can witness that.
I lost 10 pounds in the last week, 10 pounds from moving. I have 10 pounds lighter. I went down 4 notches on my belt because out there, there's no place. You can't run to the store out there. This place is remote, you know. Got his advantages and disadvantages, and we haven't got set up, had time to go down to the store to get the refrigerator full of groceries. We haul stuff out of the Laguna. So I actually ate a pizza, you know, a vegetarian pizza and a salad in the first part of this show, and I apologize for it. My blood sugar was so light, nothing today, zero, because when I got back from last night, I had so much to take care of, you know, with the business, that I didn't have time to eat today. This is how it's been now for 6 weeks. So, yeah. You know, I feel I'm getting younger again. I feel like I have the energy back in the 30s, but I was in this house for 34 years. And now we've taken out 2 floors of stuff, and I'm looking around the living room and the bedroom, which we're not going to move because we're going to make it available for meditation to certain clients that want to reserve it for that, and the lasers are all here. We only took out 2 rooms, and that was 4 truckloads, 26
wow.
foot long, including some of my motorcycles, 4 26 long, 13 foot wide trucks took out the studio and 1 room down below. The crystal room is untouched. This is a 4 bedroom house, 1 bedroom converted to a studio. Only the studio and 1 bedroom were removed in the last 6 weeks.
Wow.
That's how much. The studio was so full of equipment that I had got and purchased for this X1 project and a record contract that I have that I couldn't even use it anymore. I had to go. It was a warehouse. You know, Steve, you know you were there. You had to move sideways down there.
Yeah.
When you package all that up and put it on a truck, my God, it's a lot of stuff. So anyway, that's where we're at with all of that. And but this new place, we had, I think, 2,300 square feet here. Mikkel had some antique Chinese and Tibetan furniture. We brought it in a warehouse. We had to move that. We almost filled up this new house, which is 6,000 square feet. Out of a 2,300 square foot house in a small storage space, we have almost filled a 5,000 square foot house with stuff. That's what we were living in, a warehouse. Now, as a result of that, when I look around the living room, the meditation is like it was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The meditation crystals are all there. The radiators are running. The lasers are on. There's no furniture in there like there was none before. And the vibe in this place is kicking off. You know, we had loaded this place down, and you can't put all. And the studio was just below the living room, so it was blocking the vortex. So now the white light that's going to come out of this place is going to be tremendous. It's going to be unreal. So, you know, when you get yourself in a situation like this, it's because you know, less is more. And for a while there, more was less. We needed this stuff to use it, but if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
So a lot of the stuff in the process of building up for this, you know, project became obsolete. And then I got new stuff. So now I need to sell the old obsolete stuff, which a lot of guys can't afford the new stuff on eBay. And if you go to Fred Bell on eBay, you're going to see a lot of stuff in the coming weeks. A lot of stuff. It's all brand new that I never used that I had planned to use years ago. And then
put that bike on there, Fred.
Huh?
You better not put that bike on there.
No, I wasn't going to put that bike on there. It's your bike. You just give me some healing machines, and we'll get that going. Yeah, Steve.
Yeah.
I took the Billy bike out from Easy Rider. You know, the one what's his name? Dennis Hopper rode?
Yeah.
About ruptured your kidneys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a rigid frame. So I'm driving that thing 70, 80 miles an hour down the road, you know, and then sometimes 50 and 60. The damn thing's about 100 horsepower. We drove this about 8 miles from our house down into the biker bars down in Old Town. Old Town in Temecula is like an old cowboy town.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun. So I hit this one bump doing about 70, in a rigid frame, and my kidneys were fucked up for two, excuse my language, but screwed up for a couple of days, you know? I'm serious. So Jeff, he has a ZX11, and I have a ZX12, so he's going to buy the ZX12 from me, because I'm not going to ride it no more. And I was going to sell my other Harley. I may just keep that other Harley. It has suspension on it, you know? These show bikes that I have, these show boats, they aren't very good for riding that far, you know? But I actually got to ride a motorcycle for the first time in probably a year because they were all jammed together in a warehouse somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, imagine your Cobra. By the way, Jeff, Steve has an AC Cobra. Tell them about your Cobra.
Oh, it's a 427 Cobra. It's got 600 horsepower.
Yeah.
It weighs about
1,800 pounds.
Yeah, it's very, very light, and it goes like from 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds. It's murder.
Damn.
And Steve, he's an old drag racing buddy. Him and I started out drag racing for a living back in the 60s. I won two world championships, in one in the funny car and the other in super stock. And Steve won some stuff. What you running?
IHRA record holder back in 64.
Yeah. Well, I was racing then.
Yeah.
And neither one of us knew what a pyramid was, or a receptor, or a vitamin. I didn't know what vitamins were.
No,
I knew what vitamin E was, and to make my legs not hurt, and that's all I knew about it. I had no knowledge of the human body. I knew you had a heart. I heard there's a soul somewhere. If you'd have told me immune system, I'd have said, say what? You know, Steve still doesn't know what an immune system is, but that's
because he's an old guy. And now you're the master of the endocrine system, Fred.
Huh?
And now you're the master of the endocrine system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, that's before I got a PhD, went back to medical school, and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, that's back in the day. I was a true rocket scientist, and all I cared about was putting people on the moon, working on Minuteman missiles, and making guidance systems for submarines. And racing cars, that's all I knew. I was good at that. But I'd get sick, and I had to go to the doctor like everybody else. I ate meat. I ate horrible junk food. I used to live at Taco Bell because my Uncle Glenn started that, and I could get tacos cheap. It didn't matter, you know, but I could not. I was sick all the time. I smoked two packs of cigarettes a day. You know, I mean, my God, I was a mess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now I only smoke three packs of cigarettes a week.
Not... No, you don't.
Yeah,
no, he doesn't.
But I mean, I had no idea I'd ever become a doctor or a big pyramid or any of this. I had no idea. I thought I had a hell of a Corvette collection.
Well, when did you come up with the X1? Was that way in the beginning of your career?
No. The X1 came up after my first ride in a Pleiadian ship hovering over my house at 3096 Nestall Road in 1970. 72, I believe it was. Was it 72? Yeah, it was 1972, somewhere in April, right around April 7th, if I remember correctly.
And there was one of those machines in the ship, or what?
Well, it was part of it. It was part of the drive system, yeah.
That's amazing.
So will this machine actually possibly operate as a doorway or gateway?
Yeah, well, not the machine. With what's called the chamber that goes with it. There's a chamber that it plugs into. If you look at my Rays of Truth book, you'll see how that goes. It's a mixing chamber. And the mixing chamber has an ability to create gravity waves. And, you know, people don't know what gravity waves are. Gravity waves are created by a imploding, usually two neutron stars or two black holes colliding.
Mm-hmm.
Creates a huge gravity wave. And so what happens is, if you are sitting, just to give you a hypothetical situation here, if gravity waves come into your room,
mm-hmm.
and it's 8 o'clock when they hit you, okay, mm-hmm. It creates a wave in time, because that's what they are, because gravity and time are interrelated, but Einstein never could put it together. And so what happens is, you might be in a gravity wave field for, let's say, the time it takes these things to go through you, and their frequency operates between 1 and about 1,200 cycles per second, hertz. While you're in there, your time might go to 8.05 or 8.06, where the rest of the world went to 9.30. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now what they have is these gravity wave detectors out there. You know, there's several of them. And they got these mile-long metal cylinders going in like an L shape. And they're looking for gravity waves to come from outer space and to verify them and hit these tubes and make them vibrate atomically and record a change in frequency with the standard time. But they're looking for a billionth and a trillionth of a second change.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you an extreme, you know, example here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a spaceship or you're going out there, gravity waves are pretty intense. And if you generate gravity from something like element 115, some of these higher elements that are capable of doing that under a neutron bombardment, slow neutrons they call them, then you're able to create your own time space. When your own time space, speed of light doesn't exist on an external time space, only on that gravity wave time space that you're under the influence in. So therefore, you don't feel acceleration into the other gravity space that you were previously in. So therefore, you're null and void of any kind of acceleration, and your spaceship can move in multiples of the speed of light because it's in a different gravity field. And that's where the X1 is going to go, but we ain't there yet, but we know how to get there.
Yeah. Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, about two shows ago, I was in my room. I have four projectors in one room.
Uh-huh.
And I had, for some odd reason, I bring down these pillars of light from heaven, and I had this young man that wasn't feeling very well in the show. And he put his hand in this pillar of light, and his hand actually disappeared. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I think there's so much technology out there between your stuff and Fred's stuff. I think we could do an awful lot of good for a lot of people.
Oh, yes. I mean, I talked briefly about it, but the atomic accelerator chair that Saint Germain used to speak of, if you ever read any of his books, like Magic Presence, for instance,
okay.
There's an atomic accelerator chair referred to in there that's actually used for raising cellular or atomic cellular vibration. And what it was used for in the book was used for enlightening people quickly so they can see what's going on, get busy on their life's path, you know, get on their own time clock and get
right,
into their synchronicities.
Right, right.
And I've mentioned to Fred when I don't know if I at the house or when I talked to him on the phone, but I mentioned to him about someone else who's on the BBS radio show that does channeling for Saint Germain, and I had her check if this was the atomic accelerator chair that was prophesied to come into manifestation.
Right.
At this time, and she said, yes, it is. And I said, and then I asked her the question, which I knew the answer to, and I said, well, then the only thing I'm missing now is just the right frequencies, right? And she said, yep, that's what he said. He said, you just need the right frequencies, and you can levitate, make people disappear. My goal was to actually make them pass through what we know as the veil
mm-hmm.
into the astral plane, so to speak, where they can
mm-hmm.
see the repercussions of their karma instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll know, I'm not going to do that no more.
Yeah.
You know, that's not just affecting me, it's affecting everybody else around me.
Yeah.
You know, so it's more of an enlightening type thing. Now
that's
they can come back and deal with the karma.
That's what our projectors do.
Yeah. Well, I think
you have to learn. You haven't learned how to use them yet.
No, well, that's what I'm
one.
Telling you, Fred. We one or the other. I need to get working on this chair further, or get some projectors out here because I know Jonathan needs one. I need one.
Jonathan needs a whole set so we can detox him from the heavy metal poisoning.
Yeah, well, we're working on the detox with the stuff we're doing right now, but he just needs the protection and the amplification.
Yeah, I know,
of
and
energy.
He needs flamethrowers, and Steve has flamethrowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Steve, you know, we can get Steve on the phone to Jonathan.
And Dave's been under attack. He's been sick now 3-4 weeks straight.
Well, yeah, he went to a doctor. I was going to send him some Lavaquin, one of the antibiotics that I prescribed to people. But then he went in, and they found some other stuff with him. And so we didn't have to send him. He does have a bacterial infection. I diagnosed it right. And they're giving him another antibiotic, which will help him.
Yeah, well, he needs the probiotics.
These viral things degrade to bacterial infections. Now, if you're a vegetarian, you're not going to have that problem.
No, he's not, but he's got a gut infection right now with the bacteria.
Yeah, well, look how fat he is and look what he eats. You know, and I love you, Dave, by the way. I know you're listening to the show, but I don't think he's been on the right diet for a long time.
No.
Yeah, and so we got to get him on the right diet. I quit meat 5 years ago, and I was only eating light meat. And then that was only for a short time, and 2/3 of my life I was a vegetarian. And
yeah.
I don't know why, excuse me, that I had to go back to meat, I guess because when I was really young, they fed it to me, and I didn't know any better, and I had to get over the craving for it, because it sure never did anything for me.
Well, when you get the right substances in your food and the minerals your body needs, you won't crave the meat anymore.
No, I don't crave it now, but I mean, but I did for a long time. I was a big shrimp eater, and that's one of the worst things for cholesterol.
Yeah.
And I love Dave, and we're trying to get him well, but, you know, he went through this, what I call 7-year, he's been wearing the Receptor for a year and a half. And so, like anybody, his body regresses back to what it was when it was younger. That's what the Receptor does. It reverses the aging process.
Right.
So your cells are now getting, at the telomeres level, which is the end of the DNA, are now getting a new set of instructions, which now extends the a number of guanine, you know, all the different adenine, guanine, you know, of amino acids, the four basic amino acids, out to the stopping point. The telomeres in the normal person is aging and it's coming back and it's cutting off chains. Base pairs per turn are getting shot back. With the Receptor on, it goes the other way. So in the process of doing that, wearing a Receptor after about a year and a half, the immune system is like it was when it was younger. When your immune system is young, it has to sample everything, allow you to get sick, and then come up with a combatant antiviral a chromosome assembly to get rid of the whatever the hell attacked you, and then it goes into memory in your DNA. But as you get older, the memory starts to fade, and your body starts to get attacked by things that you could defend yourself against when you were younger. So that process is reversing itself. And in his case, usually it's about every 7-8 years, you come down with a 2-week, horribly sick situation. But then after it's over with, it's just a reacclimation of your immune system. After it's over with, continuing wearing your Receptor, then you don't have that problem no more. It's gone. It's a wonder. It happened to me, and I learned the hard way from it, and then Semyonsky explained it to me, and it made sense.
Well, I'm probably due
for another one of those in about 3 years.
Isn't Dave ready for a new stone now? Ready to upgrade?
Dave?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so yet. I don't know. I forget what stone he's got. Do you know which one he has?
I think amethyst.
If he has an amethyst, he's way overdue.
Yeah.
But Steve can test him. I'll get him on the phone with Steve, and then Steve can test him, and then we'll find out what he needs.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It feels to me, I'm checking in with him, it feels to me like he could use an emerald.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably right. That's a real, after the aquamarine, the emerald is a big booster of the immune system through the thyroid. Yeah, we'd probably swap it out for an emerald. That's probably what he needs. You're probably right on that one.
Those flamethrowers is what you're talking about to protect them for the energies? I mean, they're just being attacked over there at StarTech big time.
Well, yeah, I've been trying. They don't have any flamethrowers. Obviously, they're being under attack because they're successfully selling a healing machine that Merck and all these different drug companies. And speaking of all that, I've just got a new client here, Lowell, that Steve knows about, who lives in the quadrant of Merck and all of these companies in a very small area in New Jersey where they're all compounded.
Oh, shit.
We're going to set up a system inside their parameter. Oh, yeah, it's amazing how karma works.
Oh, you got a hold of Lowell.
Huh?
You got a hold of Lowell today?
Yeah, I got him, and he's explained to me the grid problem that they had, it's in a quadrant of all these drug companies. And we're gonna fix them. We're gonna surround the whole quadrant with flamethrowers.
Any way those can be used on the harp crap?
Oh yeah, they're great at that.
Oh yeah, I've had that. My room, I've got one flamethrower, and let me tell you, it's on the south wall. And I've had some interference already. I can set up myself to stop interference. But it helps me an awful lot having that flamethrower in there, because I remember working with a client last week, and the light, for some odd reason, I'm given the vision to be able to see the light that happens in the flamethrower, and it went from yellow to blue to like a green color instantaneously.
Wow.
So I knew something was coming into my room, and it stopped it.
I'm not very familiar with how that works.
Neither am I.
Does that handle the geopathic or energetic stress lines, you know, that the HEART projects use to ride their energy signals on?
All I know is that I used to have interference in my room, so I could feel energies, you know, some difficult energies,
uh-huh.
and I was able to block it, but it would tire me out. And now that I have the flamethrower there, I don't have to worry about it anymore, and I've only got one.
Now, you need four. But he didn't want the red one for the north. He decided he wanted the white one.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll make a system where we can get by with two that people can't afford four, black and white. We were using black, red, yellow, I mean, black, red, black and red,
one,
green,
can't you make
and
one
blue.
That does all directions, Fred?
Yeah, they're in my garage.
I mean, can't you make just one that does all directions?
Oh, not with this technology. This is the technology that when I went out to Dulce, New Mexico, I had it in the back of my truck, and I had a bunch of people with me, and the Pleiadian said, wait 14 minutes at the base of Archuleta Mesa, and the Grays flew a ship at my truck, almost hit the windshield, and then this thing vibrated and sent them away in a very dangerous area. It scared one guy had to change his clothes afterwards. I say why. First name was Ken. But I mean, you never have. These people never seen a gray 21-foot diameter ship come within inches of smashing the front of my truck while it's parked.
Well,
yeah, and that's how the flamethrower started.
Speaking of ships, do either one of you gentlemen know about this visitation we're supposed to have the middle of this month? A ship like 200 miles across. They're going to say it's going to be too big to mistake as a government project of any kind.
Yeah, there's something happening real big. Some people I've talked to said there's going to be a big ship coming in, but I didn't know it was going to be that big.
Yeah, they said the size of a small state, you know, some 200 miles across.
Wow.
Well, Steve and I have been covering the Planet X scenario.
Yeah.
We got any upgrades on that?
No, not yet. Not
okay.
yet.
Well, what are your theories on it, Steve? Fred?
Well, I'm just going by the fact that the government has and NASA has a satellite dedicated to it and a site down in Antarctica dedicated to it.
Well, yeah, they're scared shitless. It's going to be a direct hit as far as they're concerned.
Well, I don't know about that. It's got a 3,600-year orbit cycle, and it's a dark star. In other words, it's a star that never ignited. It's got the size, so physically the size of Jupiter, which is a much heavier mass,
right.
which is going to create some gravity wave activity when it comes by.
Isn't that what you were just talking about earlier in the show, Fred?
Well, gravity waves, but not this particular mass.
Well, 2008, you'll be able to visually see it with a telescope. 2009, you'll be able to see it.
Yeah. It's definitely
visually.
On its way, and
yeah.
I'm just loving the cover-up. You know, I'm so tired of our fake government with all the cover-ups.
Well, you know what's really cool?
Endless. They don't tell the people anything anymore.
Fred, go to that Microsoft World Telescope. Really cool stuff.
Okay. What is that?
You can map out the whole entire sky. You can zoom into different galaxies.
Is that Paul Allen's project?
I bet it was. Get a name on it. It's by Microsoft. It says Microsoft Worldwide
Paul
Telescope.
Paul Allen. He was doing all that stuff with a bunch of my friends. Yeah.
Very, very cool stuff. You can just go out there and check it out and fly out into space.
Yeah, no, what's it called?
Microsoft Worldwide Telescope.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah, you got to download a little software to your computer, and then it runs a program, and you can just type in the coordinates or longitude, latitude, minutes, seconds, all that stuff.
Well, we're setting up a big telescope out in Temecula in an observatory. I'm going to buy one from Sky and Telescope. They have them advertised in there, but I haven't gotten to that point yet. You know, that's coming.
You were talking about the chair a few minutes ago and frequencies that you want to know that can heal.
Uh-huh. It wasn't those. Those were the frequencies I was referring to. The frequencies I was referring to was to get people to actually vibrate so high they start to phase out of this dimensional plane.
Okay.
You know, where they can raise their vibration, lower their vibration. They typically don't want to lower your vibration because at our personal state,
sure.
that's death.
Sure.
But raise your vibration to the higher planes and you can see what's going on all around us, who's walking and standing and flying around us.
Right.
You know, communicate with them, whatever.
That's an amazing chair.
So it's some fun, but we've only been using it just initially just to get rid of the, what we call the miasms or the genetic encodings we carry from our grandparents and our parents. That's all we've been using it for lately.
Yeah.
Once we get through all the baggage we've been carrying, now we can actually start working on manifestation and goal projection and creation and things like we're here to do.
I think...
Shawuchi!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just let everybody know I'm having my evening cup.
That's why Fred's hair is still so dark today.
Yeah, see, Jeff can see me. You can't because you don't have you know how to turn your computer on.
Yeah, but if I had a computer, you'd see I was bald, so it wouldn't do me any good at all.
Hey, when are you going to get your computer turned on anyway?
I'm taking over Saturday night, and they're going to show me how to operate it. So,
yeah, Jeff could show you how. If you were down there in Temecula and brought it with you, we'd hook you up.
Yeah, I'm just anxious to get that wireless going.
Yeah, I had to. Cox is set up for spyware out here, and they change the IP address all the time, which is crap.
Uh-huh.
So I had to have Cox.net as my outgoing server, and I had it on my laptop, so every time I went to a hotel, plug in, I couldn't send emails. Now, with that Verizon, the only thing I can say good about them is that I can use Teradyne.com as my outgoing mail server. So I put that on my laptop. Now I can go anywhere I want in the country and send emails without having to go into Yahoo and send them through there.
Oh, God, don't use Yahoo. Those Yahoos over there are giving up all our information to the feds and everyone else.
Oh, I know that, but I don't. But I mean, I'm just saying that's the only way I could send a normal email.
Yeah.
Classified stuff, I'd do that in person.
Yeah.
I don't even talk over the phone because of the operation, blah, 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 on the telephone all the time. Echelon, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway.
And that movie, what's that movie coming out called, Eagle Eye? Have you seen that?
No.
No, is it supposed to be a good movie?
Actually, not coming out. I think it just came out. It's about this kid that all of a sudden gets a phone call, and this woman sounding like voice tells him, you know, do this and do that, and he goes home, and his house is just loaded up with all this arsenal and bombs and passes and passports and IDs. Like, where the hell did all this come from? And then she says, now, you know, FBI is coming in your door in 2 seconds. Get out quick. And then she's just telling him the whole way of what to do. My theory on what the movie's about is it's that what's that OnStar crap that they're putting in the cars.
Oh yeah, that's tracking
where
device.
The
that's
whole satellite
stuff, yeah,
system and computer, you know, self.
Well, the government's funding General Motors like everybody else. You know, the whole bailout thing was a big joke.
It's just a Band-Aid. It ain't a bailout.
Well, the people that got the money are foreign investors and people at the Federal Reserve Board.
Yeah.
Nobody, they were the ones, you know, China, a lot of that money goes to China.
Well, I'm trying to tell Fred, everybody, the easiest way for us to handle all this
debt. It doesn't make your mortgage payment go away. It doesn't pay your
mortgage
groceries.
Is fraud.
What a joke.
Mortgage is fraud, Fred. Mortgage is all fraud.
Yeah,
the day you
exactly
sign that promissory note.
This is exactly what Hitler did. This is exactly what Mussolini did. This is what Stalin did. This is what, what's his name before Stalin, Lenin was talking about. My God. When does the American people wake up? Never.
Well, this is fascism, whatever you want to call it. But
oh, and it's finest.
We the people, we the sovereigns under God have the power to eliminate all this debt they've created that they're saying we're responsible for. We can get rid of it.
Yeah. Anyway, we got to dump the show. We're going to run over, and that's going to make everybody mad. What a great show. We had a hell of a lot of listeners on the video side tonight, a lot more than I've ever seen before. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show with Jeff Gonzalez and Steve Barris and Isabella Bird, my other sidekick. We've been talking about the biophoton machine. We just had a great time. It's been great, but we're out of time. All right, guys, any closing statements from anybody?
Yes.
Just want to say thanks, Fred. I appreciate it. And Steve, pleasure talking with you finally.
Thank you. I'd like to get, after the show, I'd like to get your phone number. I want to keep in touch with you.
Yeah, sure, I'll hook you all guys up.
Do you want me to give a website out, Fred, for the biophoton people to check out?
Yeah, give it out.
Yeah, that's the one, biophoton, which is B-I-O for bio of the body, photon, P-H-O-T-O-N, light, L-I-G-H-T.com, biophotonlight.com.
All right, we're out of here at 7 o'clock. I don't want to go on my next host show. In 10, 15 seconds, I'm going to violate somebody's there.
All right, Fred. Well, I'll see you on Temecula next week when I get back.
You got it. This has been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science Energy Show. Thank you, and we'll be back next week with more stuff.